You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are tuning via your phone apps, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. I am always praying that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined and ever more focused in reclaiming your life, in healing yourself, in doing whatever it takes to be completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are aligning with your gloriously rising destiny as opposed to having a tragic date with fate. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to respect ourselves, to come to a point and place where we have an understanding and an understanding of the divinity of existence itself and the perfection with which we were designed. And I find that the mark of true maturity is when one really, really cares to do what's in their own best interest towards facilitating their greater good. And for those who are in a place where they want to be respected as mature people, but they did not master that frequency of caring to do what is truly in their best interest, then I am surmising that those ones have missed so much of themselves that no one can guesstimate or estimate how much more of yourself there was to access. And so it is up to us, those who are the 20-some-year-olds, the 30-some-year-olds, the 40-some-year-olds, the 50-some-year-olds, whatever generation you are of, to realize that there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and everything and everybody is impacted and affected by it to the degree to which the 20, 30-year-olds are already having bouts with cancer and heart disease and diabetes and whatnot and dropping dead from heart attacks and strokes. I'm just saying is that we're in a now moment where we really have to step up as women, the progenitor, the perpetuator of lineages, and as men, the progenitor of lineages, and to really have an understanding and an understanding of knowing that there is nothing that we can truly do that makes sense if we do not care to exalt a full life's urge. There's nothing that we can do that truly makes sense if we don't care to be vital, if we don't care to really stand and walk and have our being harmonize within the divinity of existence itself, then we've spent our lives as opposed to having really mastered ourselves and mastered the laws that govern this realm so that we can truly be successful in knowing what the purpose in existence is upon the planet for our socialization, our education, our religious training. Everything should have supported us in knowing who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, why we are to exalt and to come to the point of harmonization, self-actualization, self-realization in the light of the truth of the ones that we be as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. Understanding where we are moving through the cosmic, that we're already in heaven, we do not have to die to go there, and to be in a place where it truly matters to us, that we are walking in the fullness of ourselves, and to understand that there is no end to how full the fullness is. We should be in a place where we are enthusiastic about learning the truth, harmonizing with the truth, exalting the truth, living it, loving it, and truly being in a place and space where we have no inhibition or trepidation about walking in the integrity of who we are as some of the most gifted, influential, and dynamic spirits on the planet for each generation should become more dynamic than the previous ones. For the will of existence is for the more of itself to pour forward, to pour forth. And that's what we can count on in knowing that the intelligence of existence is that intelligent, that it is always gifting us more of itself. And that is the common denominator between us, is that we are each animated, breathing by, heart beating by virtue of the intelligence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that the now moment in which we're living is for our being able to exalt a full life's urge so that we are not a detriment to ourselves. For when you are detrimental to yourself, then you cannot provide what is needed for those who depend upon you, your children, your grandchildren, those that you have charge of as students, those who you mentor. And so we have to be in a place where it matters to us that we are giving our greatest, being in alignment with the greatness of ourselves, which is divinity. And it's heart-wrenching to see how many people at this late date still do not care to exalt a full life's urge, who feel entitled to know that the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish is detrimental, but you continue to consume it as if you are not able to have heart attacks and strokes and knee replacements and hip replacements and all of this stuff that goes on as a result of the amount of acidity and the violation that becomes charged upon the blood and is saturating all of your tissues, your brain, your pineal gland, your organs. Every fiber of your being is permeated with garbage and poison. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. I don't get it. But this is a part of the programming that the forces of Satan, the church, the Luciferians, the government, and the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and sugar industry have really perpetuated. They've sown these seeds over generation as if to say, well, you have to die from something anyway. You might as well enjoy the experience of killing yourself. And I'm saying this is suicide. It's insanity. And at some point, you want to grow up and mature and walk in the integrity of who you are as the children of God. Why would you not? And are being in a place and space where it matters to us how we're living? How we're living is going to lay foundation for how we're leaving. And everybody assumes that you're supposed to be dying, and you think that in your dying that you're leaving your body and going into a better place. And so I'm saying that we should be in a place and space where it matters to us to live our greatest life, to be the greater ones that we should be on behalf of the great ones that have come before us, on behalf of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of all of those who suffered at the hands of other ones. And there are no ones who have not been affected by this world-conquering rampage of those who have tried to colonize the entire planet. And we give thanks for all of those who have come to the degrees of realization, revelation, epiphany, and whatnot, where they have cared to really get to the essence of themselves, where they are mastering the keys and the principles that allow us to be harmonized within the laws that govern us. Because the lawlessness that we have been shown, the lawlessness that is exemplified by the church and those who are perpetuators of it, those who are part of the miseducational system, the lawlessness is saying you can be completely lawless. You can ignore that there is law that governs existence, and then yet you can still prosper. And I take issue with that because there is no greater wealth and prosperity than the gift of life itself. And the opportunity that you have to consistently unfold in greater and greater degrees of self-realization, self-actualization, in being harmonized with the truth of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. And those of you who are 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, it should matter to you how you're leaving. It should matter to you how you're living. It should matter to you what your legacy is. It should matter to you that you are not killing yourself on a daily basis with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame laden, and all of this garbage that is readily available to us. It should matter that you realize that you can live a pain-free, disease-free life, and that whatever you've been diagnosed with, you can reverse it when you really remember that man did not design us. Man did not set the precedent for what being on the planet is. None of us came up out the earth. We came to the earth. And so our identity is not based upon the earth. Our identity is not based upon what landmass we can recognize or identify ourselves to. Our identity and the truth of ourselves is based on the reality that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that we inhabit our bodies, and our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm that is called heaven, as the earth is spinning through the cosmic. We're traveling. Men are not steering this ship. And those who are kind of men, those who feel as though they're greater than that which is given the gift of life, that they have the right to take it, they have the right to ruin it, they have the right to destroy it, these ones will soon meet a tragic date with fate in death as a result of all of the legislation and perpetuation and all of the numbers that have died under their watch by virtue of that which they've initiated as distortion and dysfunction and degradation and violation. We can no longer participate and think that we'll be all right. There is no all right when you're all wrong. And so I am encouraging us to care, to stand in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. I am encouraging those of you who are listening and have been listening and are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're listening, to go deep within yourself, to make commitments for your life, and to know that there are no limits to the human spirit, because the human spirit is the spirit of the living God or goddess, and our being ordered through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal is the greatest way, the most expeditious way to reverse any kind of sickness, illness, and disease, but it is the way in which we are able to experience the greatest degrees of self-realization, actualization, and to be harmonized with the laws of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to be aligned with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to come under the auspices of our souls. And it matters that it should matter to you. Because if it doesn't matter to you, there's no reason for your living. And there are those ones, those youth who are coming forward who cannot see what the purpose of all of this is. They are not inspired with the thought of working for a dollar for the next 40, 50, 60 years of their lives while they watch everything and everybody they love die. You understand? I'm just saying is that we're in a place and space where our lives are that which should give inspiration to other ones. The way that we walk, what it is we're living for, how it is we're standing, and where we are making the commitments to stand in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, and where we will acknowledge the divine design of our body temples, and we will not be a detriment to ourselves. We will not poison ourselves, that we will honor the fact that we were designed to breathe and we are water-based, so that that which constitutes our true food and nutriment should be water-based, plant-based. Because nobody has been authorized to kill for the hell of it, for the pleasure of it, for the profit in it, and as a way to poison the lives of everything and everybody who are commercially sublimated to think that this is food when it is not. And because we have so many ones who are feeding this way, it has to be a consistent conversation, because there are so many ones who want to ignore it and act as if it has no relevance, that it doesn't matter, that it's just a matter of choice. But when you choose to undermine your own cellular functioning and you have children, then you will feed your children the way that you feed yourself. And if you are a detriment to yourself, then you are also a detriment to your children. And we see all of these children coming down with leukemia and all manners of cancer and this and that and the other. And the doctors and the nurses and the institutions, out of call hospitals, are not educating anybody to understand the perfection of existence itself and how to really be completely cleared and cleansed, so that the healing is a given. We're in a now moment of eternity that is calling us to raise completely up as quickly as we possibly can to circumvent some of the devastation that is scheduled as a result of the karmic debt of the violation and annihilation and subjugation and domination of every order of being, including our indigenous, aboriginal, and native families on every continent. We are in a now moment that is calling us to order. And the order cannot be properly instituted without the cleansing, without being in a place where you accept the correction. And it's interesting how we, as mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers, we want our children to be obedient. We want our grandchildren to be obedient. But in our being grown and adult, adulterated, we do not feel any obligation to be obedient. We feel as though that's arbitrary. Obedience and lawfulness is not something that you really need to do, because you are under mandate by men and their statutes and agreements to live your life doing exactly as they say do, and God's way is optional. So no, you don't have to respect your body temple. You can continue to violate yourself, violate your blood, continue to anesthetize, inebriate, and intoxicate and violate yourself, and still have the benefit of so much social regard and respect, because you are in the company of other ones who are lawless and adulterated. So nobody makes a thing of it. They just watch you blow up, watch your organs failing, watch you just be in a place and space where the older you get, the sicker you are. Nobody says anything, because they expect it. And now we're in this plethora of sickness, illness, and disease, and are not caring to ask for the solution. And then when given a solution, you're not motivated to apply it. And this is a problem. There are no homeless ones or no hopeless ones who have not been alienated to the inherent purpose in existence. There are no drug addicted ones or sex addicted ones or other ones who are addicted to other things who have not lost their inherent purpose in being. There are no nations and races who are under the threat of starvation, warfare, or other maladies that threaten their existence who are not guilty of having lost their original blueprint and purpose for being. And in order to be realigned and reoriented and restored in the integrity of that which we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We have to accept purpose, and we have to accept the clearing. We have to accept the cleansing. We have to accept our right alignment, which is really respecting the divine design of how we are made and not to be violating ourselves and ourselves, particularly when you're being warred against. It matters how we respond. And to really have an understanding and an understanding that worship is what we do every day, all day. It's how we live. It's not what we do one day of the week. It's how we be consistently, 24/7, in the reverence and the regard and the respect for ourselves and all else, or not. The day in which we're living is filled with possibilities. If we would care to be realigned in the integrity of our divinity, where we will stop making excuses for being out of alignment as a result of I'm only human, as if being human is not divine, accepting that being human is sinful. Your nature is divinity, but it's very difficult to function in the light of it when your bloodstream bears the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, behavior-modifying substances that came into our system as artificial colors, artificial flavors, FD&C colorings, and all of this. We are in a place and space where we have absolutely everything that we really need. We have access to it for our complete clearing, cleansing, purification, so that we can be completely renewed and rebirthed. And nobody's agenda that is a death agenda, nobody's agenda that is about genocide and degradation, nobody's agenda that is not consistent with the wholeness of being will have any real influence or impact or effect in your life except you allow it, as so many have, because these ones with their lies have taken over the churches and the schools and the universities and the colleges and the television and the movies and the advertising to have us in a place and space where we are all right with being sick, with being toxic, with being defiled and dysfunctional and distortion, dealing with distortion, discontent, dissatisfaction. And in our caring to really be remembered, realigned, reoriented in the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And we will do whatever it takes to cleanse ourselves, to cleanse our tissues, to cleanse our organs, to cleanse our bodies from the contaminants of a death culture, and to feast and to drink fully on life itself. And that which promotes life itself is the best thing that we can do to step onto that path of infinite possibilities, having been given the keys to the kingdom, where anything and everything that we could possibly want or need is readily available, because there is no lack of the intelligence of existence. There is no lack of love that the intelligence of existence has for itself, manifesting and will manifesting as everything and everyone. We dwell in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It beats our heart. It breathes us. But we have to remember it, to align ourselves with it, to be all right with being all right, to being whole, to being healed, to being resubstantiated in the substance and the quality of presence as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to be all right with functioning supremely intelligently in every now moment, being able to respond correctly and directly with a full life's urge, and to be able to correctly respond always towards a greater good on behalf of the wholeness of all being. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the inner circle, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to tune in every possible opportunity you get whenever I'm on the air. And I am always in prayer that you are receiving ever more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in digging deeper, reaching higher, to walk in the integrity of all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, as Yahweh, as Allah, as Jah, whatever we may refer to it as, is far beyond whatever we could begin to fathom. And we are always in a place and space where it's beating our hearts, it's breathing us. We are always immersed in the reality of its presence, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And each of us is so absolutely blessed to have opportunity to participate in the ordering of its way, in the establishment of its kingdoms and queendoms of light, in the establishment of the eternal laws, the eternal order, and the eternal government that is taking place in every now moment. We are already in the realm of eternity. It's nothing that can be stopped. It is the actuality, the absolute reality, and we have the opportunity to clear our way so that we are dwelling mindfully, consciously, caringly, conscientiously within it, bypassing all of the stupidity and the games and agreement and the statutes of men and all of their scheming and their planning and their plotting, so that we are benefiting from that direct connect that we have as a result of our care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that we are as these points of its own absolute and supreme presence. In this now moment of eternity, we must realize that we're always in our now moment of eternity. Yesterday is gone. 10 minutes ago is gone. It's always now. And we're so grateful and so thankful that we have the opportunity to step off the path of adulteration, sickness, illness, disease, and death, to step completely on to the path of maturation, maturing in the light of the truth of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and having the opportunity to take time, make time, to step into the reality of timelessness and infusing the absolute truth upon every fiber of our being so that our cells are being reprogrammed towards conscious immortality, and we're stepping outside of the delusion and the illusion and the lies that we're supposed to be dying from something. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we're so absolutely blessed already. Our blessing is not by virtue of what things we have. It's not by virtue of our meeting whatever goals we've set and whatever intentions we have towards this thing or that thing or this condition or that situation. But our being in a place and space where we are rejoicing with the gift of being, the gift of life. And to realize that there's nothing that we will ever have that's greater than what we've already been given. And to know that This reality upon the planet and beyond is all the evidence of the divinity of existence itself. And being in a place where we have the opportunity to recalibrate our minds to really consider the divinity of existence, the oneness of existence, the reality that we're dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to really contemplate it, to meditate on it, to reflect upon it, to really consider it, to give it thought. We dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Its intelligence is provided the wherewithal for absolutely everything to exist, the infinity of possibilities by virtue of our having a desire and a need for it, to be able to see it, to believe it, to conceptualize it, to visualize it, to imagine it, to speak it into existence and form it. We are co-creators with the intelligence of existence on behalf of all of existence itself. If we would care to realize that there's only one purpose in being, and it is to be purposed in the exaltation of life, in the progression of soulful evolutionary transqualitation and unfoldment and development as immortals, and to realize that we came to the earth, we did not come up out the earth, we've come to the earth through the wounds of our mothers, sparked by that divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And that being upon the planet is still being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are not in hell. The hellaciousness that people are experiencing and the conditions that are being created that are hellacious is as a result of the defilement of the blood and the frequency of the energy of those who are creating all of the devastation because of the own inner filth of their own body temples. It is our time to realize that we do not have to participate, and we can be cleared and cleansed from our own trespasses. We can be cleared and cleansed from the violations, but we have to be forgiving. We have to be able to release and let go of our resentments. We have to get our hearts as light as feathers and come to a point and place where the only thing that we are truly focused on is the divinity of our being and consciously caring to exalt it. Exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, is the right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. To put us in a position where our behavior has been modified as a result of how much of that garbage that they call food we have ingested for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years that was inundated with all manners of chemicals, preservatives, nitrates and nitrites and other cancer-causing agents, all of these things that have modified our behavior. We're in a now moment where we have to really remember that we were designed perfectly and our bodies are designed perfectly for this atmosphere in this realm upon this intergalactic spaceship called Mother Earth. And that everything is in movement. And it is the movement and the continued flow of the waters of the earth and the waters and the fluids of our bodies and the air that provides the clearing and the cleansing. But we have to be fully participatory with it. We cannot stuff ourselves on that which has no water. The flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of starchy, mucus-producing foods, stuff that has absolutely very little nutrition, if any. But we have to realize that because we're water, then our best way to uptake nutrients is through water, through liquids, through water-based foods, fruit and vegetation. And to come to a point where we realize that real food, that which is truly designed for us, is not going to create excess waste in our bodies. the excess weight we're carrying is as a result of what we're eating that is not real food. And our bodies, being created by an absolute and supreme intelligence, function divinely, intelligently. The body is so intelligent that it is always seeking its own balance and homeostasis. It's always seeking its own wellness. And it will try to do whatever it possibly can to create it. And so in this now moment, we have to be willing, eager to participate in facilitating it. And to know that whatever circumstances and situations we've created, they're reversible. But we have to do what's necessary in order to really facilitate the clearing and the cleansing. Many people will call forth and pray for the healing without doing what is required to facilitate the cleansing. And to know that most sickness, illness, disease, and all of that is as a result of some degree of blockage and obstruction, toxicity, acidity, dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, and insufficient mineralization, so we can reverse all of it. But being in a place where we're living for more than just being free of sickness, illness, and disease, we realize that the clearing, the cleansing is part of the requisite, is to reconsecrate these body temples so that the spirits of the living God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned as our reality. Because under a global initiative that is satanic and demonic and Luciferian and devilish, where it is the efforts of so few to undermine the living, the loving, the lives of so many, then the many have to come to a point where we will not participate in doing anything that undermines ourselves or our children or each other. To understand that there is absolute law that governs all of existence, and in order for us to be victorious and triumph over the lawlessness and the wickedness, that we have to come into the order of right alignment and the right use of the faculties that we have been given as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to understand that righteousness is our way. And it doesn't matter where you are, and it doesn't matter who, what hue of people you are. Everybody is under the auspices of absolute law. And the fulfillment of the law is absolute love, and love is the harmony of truth. And the truth is that we each who have a beating heart and a breathing being who are walking in these bodies do so by virtue of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we're all here to serve the purposes of life. But there are those who make you think that you can go and get licensed, certified, and degreed to participate with the forces of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and their perpetrators and legislators, so that you can make money. And those who feel as though their only option to generating an income is to participate in the devil's way is because of your faithlessness. And it's very difficult to be faith-filled and optimistic and properly attuned when your blood bears the violation of violated beings, inebriates, intoxicants, and all manners of artificial this and artificial that, and dyes and chemicals and hormones and such, which lay foundation for an artificial people. This now moment that we're in is requiring us to raise completely up, to be in a place where we are enthusiastic about reclaiming ourselves, reclaiming our light, reorienting and reestablishing the truth of our being, in the integrity of our true selves, our light selves, our divine selves, and to know that it's quite all right to be all right. It's quite all right to take responsibility for your own healing by doing the daily due diligence in facilitating the cleansing And to know and be able to rejoice in the reality that you have access to whatever it is you truly need in order to facilitate it. You can afford it. This now moment of eternity in which we're dwelling is the foundation of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light through the clearing and cleansing and consecration of the body temples of those of us who live. But we have to reach for it. We have to dig deep for it. We have to realize that the longer we go exerting a full life's urge and consciously caring to immerse ourselves in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the longer we go doing that which is truly in our best interest, then the deeper our cleansing, the more rooted and anchored the light becomes in every cell of our being, provided that we're asking for that. There are those who will do what they need to do to cleanse and nourish themselves because they want to shape their bodies. They want to look good. They want to feel good. They want to have infinite amount of energy, but they are still not consciously caring to walk in the fullness of the righteousness and the right alignment with the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. So it's more than just about what we're eating. It's about knowing the truth of ourselves as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that as conscious immortals upon the planet, there is a right way for us to live, a right way to be. Otherwise, we're consistently and continuously divided based upon the gods that we worship, the rituals that we perform, the books that we read, the socioeconomics, whatever degrees and certification that we've gotten, and now we are separated by virtue of being carnivores and omnivores and vegans and vegetarians and lacto-vegetarians and all of this. And I'm saying, no, we are each these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We each are upon the planet to self-actualize, self-realize, and walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is a right way to nourish ourselves, and it is the right way for everybody. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence to feel as though they have the right to be feeding off of dead carcasses. It's not food for us. We were told not to kill, so the intelligence of existence is not in a place where it would demand us to not kill and then make it mandatory for us to have optimum cellular functioning by eating flesh. The truth is that which is logical, it's sensical. It has clarity enough that children can understand it. It's not complex. And it's not to say that there are no realms of our being and existence that are not complex, but in order for us to understand it, we have to get to the simplicity of what the purpose in being is and who we are as beings. And to understand that the nature of being is intelligence. And the nature of intelligence is perfection. And so as we stop denying our perfection and stop exalting our right to be imperfect and to be sinful, to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we are living in the fullness of our own authenticity under the authority of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people, to understand that there's nothing that we can do that makes sense if we will not do that, because that's the only thing that gives us leverage under a system that has already been condemned as a result of its murderous and defying and desecrating ways. But they have you all thinking that you can kill up everybody and do whatever you want to do and you'll live. And I'm saying these people have already been condemned. The death is on the horizon. And when we're already in the realm of eternity, it matters that we are thinking about the rest of our being upon the planet and beyond the planet. And to be in a mindset where you're caring, to be properly oriented as man, the progenitor of lineages, as womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, and you are not languishing in your adulteration, you are not rejoicing in your right to be wrong, you are not caring to be in a place where you're fighting. To fight anything is to fight yourself. To surrender unto love, to surrender unto the truth, is the way that you get to the truth of yourself. But they have us in a place where we're always fighting, we're always warring our language. It's not a language for liberating ourselves. Because we feel entitled as individuals to be divided within ourselves. But to understand that the methodology of oppression in the oppression of our cellular functioning is to put us in a place where we're divided and conquered. If you're divided within yourself, where you are not exalting a full life's urge, if you are not caring enough, wise enough, integrous enough to love yourself to the degree to which you do no harm to yourself, and you're a detriment to yourself, then you cannot provide adequately for your children or your grandchildren or anyone that you may think that you really love, because you are not loving. And loving is nourishing, nurturing, strengthening, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, disciplining, honoring, reverencing, respecting, adding unto, blessing, enhancing. To love is to be in light, and to understand that the light is the only victory and sovereignty possible over the divisiveness and the degradation and the violation and the meanness. And those ones who are so nasty and so wicked, it's because of the nastiness and the filth that is poisoning their blood and their mind. Because when you're clean on the inside, when your heart is not burdened with all of the toxicity in the blood, then you can be in a right alignment with right thought. Then you are able to perceive the truth of existence and the divinity of existence itself, which is why the divisiveness and the divide and conquer is working against everybody. Nobody has escaped it. We individually can free ourselves from it, but it is not something that's being nationally or internationally legislated as the order and the remedy for all of the impoverishment, the starvation, the marginalization, the oppression, the suppression, the degradation, and all of the things that masses of people are experiencing all over the planet. And in order for us to make a difference, we have to start with ourselves and start with ourselves and be in a place and space where we are doing the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, opening up all channels of elimination and nourishing ourselves, really getting the nutrients, the vibrations, the mineralization so that we are able to function optimally, cellularly, which lays foundation for optimum thought. To be truly thinking, being able to hold the light of absolute and supreme intelligence that you've been given and that you have complete access to, as that which you are and that which is outside of you. So that you are able to realign yourself with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to be under the auspices of your soul, to be in a place where you don't have to be dependent upon other ones for the truth and the light. You are attuning yourself to receive the truth and the light by virtue of what it is you're asking for, by virtue of your own receptivity, your own ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards your greatest good. Being in a place where you are taking responsibility to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, as a light of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be in a place where you are absolutely grateful and thankful for the ability to stand in the integrity of your own authenticity to the glory of the lineages that you represent, invoking, calling forth, and pouring forward the gifts that you've been given in the conscious cultivation of your generational wealth. To be whole. Spirit, mind, emotions, body, psyche, physicality, finances, it's all one thing. When you are in the wholeness and understand that there is no lack of intelligence anywhere, it's about having access and accessing it. To be in a place where you understand that you dwell in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, but the light can become distorted when your faculties are blocked. And so there's no way to truly walk in the fullness of the light when you're blocked and obstructed. And to know that wherever we are and whatever we've done, that life is forgiving, but we have to forgive ourselves and allow ourselves to be freed. The methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, and the methodology of our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And where you truly care, to truly be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, you are able to use the keys that open up the doors of infinite possibilities. And you always have access to more of whatever it is required as it's needed. You don't have to hoard anything, but to be in a place where you're always giving of the wealth of yourself, always cultivating more of the wealth of yourself, and rejoicing in the knowing that in truth there is literally only one self, and it is absolute and supreme intelligence, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not, and we each have been gifted so much of it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.